welcome to the show. I apologize for the very late start, but my goodness, would you believe that we got one of our computers back? We loaded some of the software, and nothing is happening when we're trying to get into the station, into the programs. In fact, it's even frozen right now, as you can hear me. I'm just messing with stuff. And anyway, God bless you. Thank you for being patient. I'm sorry for the 15-minute delay that we had on the air there for a sec. I had to rig a couple of computers right quick just to get the intro music, and there wasn't no sound coming back. And the laptop's even messing up. Today's just a crazy day, and instead of just saying, oh, well, I'll just play a repeat, I'm going to say we're going to do it, because there's something important I got to tell you, something that I've been feeling in my heart, and it's going to be part of my second book on relationships that I'm working on right now, and it's about forgiveness. It's about forgiveness. Either way, I just want to let y'all know that I'm here, and I'm trying to get this show up and running. I've been trying for since 2 o'clock, and we couldn't get the program running on one of the computers, and then the sound card on the other computer wasn't picking up the volume, and that's why you kept seeing media not found, and then all of a sudden the media not found page was gone. And so anyway, we're here. Amen. God bless. Let's forget about that. We're not going to have any more sound effects about this show. We're not going to have no commercials, just because that computer is really crappy. And because of that, I just don't want to deal with trying to get the sound to work on it. If the laptop comes back up, which I have no idea. Why do they put these automatic updates in your laptops and stuff? And you don't want to do that. I left it on standby. I came back, and right when we're going to start the show, it was on a do not turn off type computer type thing, stage 1 of 3, and it kept running. And, you know, I wasn't around the computer to postpone it. And then when I came back to start it, it was just stuck in that. I couldn't shut it off. And then when I did shut it off, it just messed up the whole computer. Things weren't even working. Well, it looks like the laptop finally came back alive. And that's kind of sad because we've been trying to get this thing running. And again, I hate keeping y'all waiting. I know that y'all are busy and y'all expect the show to start right at 2, and I try and get that done every day, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Now we're going to do a little bit of a segment on forgiveness, but let me tell you about some exciting stuff that we did yesterday. First of all, my address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We have a chat box right there in the bottom of your screen. It says Chatango on there, and it lets us know while we're on the air, we're live, or we're in the station. You can always just drop a little message, even if you don't hear my show in particular. If I see the message and I'm in the station or near my computer, because it goes to my main computers too that I use, I'm at the office and also as well as at the house, that I will pick up and send you a message back. Me and Dana from Warren Radio, we constantly go back and forth on the chatting. Sometimes it's easier than sending an email because I'm not always going to my email to open it up, and if it doesn't come to my private email that is not posted anywhere. Yes, I have a private email I've had this email for a while, and I've been meaning to get my ministry emails out there a little bit more, and I was going to let go of this other private, but it's hard to let go of that one because everyone contacts you. It's like your phone. Basically, that's what emails come out to be. It's almost like your phone. They know how to reach you. They send you an email, and you get the email, and you get back with them. And even if your phone numbers change, your address change, you've moved, you still have the same email address. That's kind of the same thing. So they kind of got you at the gauntlet in a way. You have to stick with the company, and I was with one way back then, and I've kept it ever since. But I'm about to phase that one out, so I'm making sure all my friends and everybody's going to David Yana's Ministries and Rev Ministries, because those sites are going to be up forever, ever, and ever, and making sure that they're seeing everything that's going on. And that way, in case my email does change and I send out a blast that my email's changing, then they will get my new email address, and then I'll have to have another private one somehow. But anyway, I do have a private one where people always, almost, I do connect all my real estate business out of, and friends and family get a hold of me and stuff. But I have the ministry one, which the ministry one is david@revmedianetwork.com, david@revmedianetwork.com, or you can write therev@davidyanezministries.com, therev@davidyanezministries.com. What is so exciting about today? Well, I'm telling you this, besides getting ready to start getting our next webinar together for you on the 19th, and we're doing it about a week and a half early, almost 2 weeks early than we would normally would do these seminars, because we're trying to keep them a month apart. This is going to be less than 3 weeks apart, almost barely 3 weeks if that. And titled, The Grass Is Never Greener on the Other Side. I'm going to continue to study on that and get that written up for y'all. But the reason we're doing it a little early is because Thanksgiving is the week before the webinar. A week after the webinar. So I want to make sure, I mean, everybody's going to be eating Thanksgiving dinner. I doubt they want to stop and see a webinar. They're watching Detroit or Dallas play, because those two always play on Thanksgiving Day. And they're just checking it out. So they're not going to be able to go and sit down and look at, hey, let's stop and look at the Rev. Because you may want something important in your life. There's maybe something there that's going to touch you. So I would rather just go ahead and move it a week up early. And then even in December, we're doing that. We'll actually be a month out after that. So we'll have a little bit of a break in between. Right now, it's only like 3 weeks. And we got it down pat. I want to thank some friends of mine that are helping get all this video stuff together. First one is, of course, Timothy Dipp. He is an awesome young man of God. He's a friend that I've had since the early 90s. So I'd say at least that I've known him at least, I would say about 15 years, if that. And he is a good man. And I love him. I love him very much. And he and his wife, Sky, are great people. And their son, Peter, is awesome. But he is the one that's helping us get the video. It's his cameras and stuff that we're using. It's his editing machines that we're using. Just so we get the station up to where we need to be. We are using the station set. It is the station set. And it's partially there. So we're trying to get things running. Trying to get things moving in ministry. I'm there. But he's given up a lot of his time. He's given it up a lot of his time to help the ministry and help us get our ministry up. And that's appreciated. It's very much appreciated. Because you can't measure the reasons to do something when you don't have stuff to do it. And you can't get your heart committed to doing things, because you need to at least have a start in doing things. The little feedback's coming back. Let me fix that. So, okay, the laptop is up. That was the laptop kicking up. Okay, we got the chat tango going. But let me try and explain what I'm talking about. If it wasn't for you trying to get something done, you have to try and make it every means possible. So he is giving of his heart, mind, and his abilities to help this ministry get built. And you know what, my friends? That's very, very strong. That's a deep commitment. And I don't take that lightly. God is going to bless him, and we're going to be a blessing to him. We're going to be a blessing to him financially for helping us as well. Now, I used to work with his brother in the ministry, in the ministry several years back, so it's fine. I mean, I guess like we're trading off. I helped him so much back then, and he's helping me so much now. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. God has beautiful ideas, plans, and opportunities for each one of you. Just to let you know, we're just taped. Now, this is the exciting thing I want to tell you before we get into our lesson plan. We just taped our first Midwatch episode. Now, I know that we told you that we'd done that before, but the sound was big time. Big time messed up the last time. and even on the webinar this most recent one. It was, the sound was good, but it wasn't the best. It was, the quality was not where I wanted it to be. So we are excited that we just put together the first one, and we're just going to finally edit tonight and everything, and it'll be ready on, I'm going to put it on the TV schedule, and we're just going to believe by faith that God's going to build that channel, because there's a lot of technical things I still got to put together to get the station running on an internet stream. And some things that I'm trying to get around, and I have these two computers beside each other, and I'm trying to MacGyverize something that'll push this stuff to the internet. I'm not as gifted on some of this technology because we have to. It's a big. You have to make things work, and computers are so picky. So, I want to encourage you about that. I want to encourage you that the television channel is up, and I am going for it. So right now, you're listening on audio, but you're going to be able to watch on television, on our television channel as well, on the evenings at 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights. 7 o'clock on Tuesday nights, you're going to be able to watch Midwatch. It's not Midwatch with the Rev, it's just Midwatch. And what we're going to do on that channel is we're going to basically recap some of the stuff or go a little bit deeper about the stuff that we talk here on the air, and it's going to be on once a week, and then on Thursdays and on Wednesdays we're going to have other shows running that are similar to Midwatch. One's going to be a relationship series, it's going to be Christian relationships, and I think that's going to be running hopefully by next year when we get our own equipment, because I don't want to burn Timothy out recording. I want to be able to be a blessing to him as well. So it's good about planning. Let's get everything going. We have the material for Midwatch. We just go with it. And then we'll add another. There's two more shows that we're going to have. So you'll be able to hear me broadcasting live here on the radio five times a week, Monday through Friday at 2 o'clock. And then you're going to have three nights a week at 7 o'clock, the shows. So I pray that you are excited as I am about these things, because I think that God has a plan. So I guess we're going to have audio after all. I guess we're going to have some sound effects and some commercials and stuff like that. And that's fine. I just, again, apologize for getting running the show. We didn't start till after 2:15, and that has never, ever happened before. I'm usually, if anything, 5 minutes late getting this show up and going and stuff. But I was driving today to go get my daughter, and I was thinking, you know what, we got to get a show out. We have to get the show recorded, or we have to get the show live. But I, of course, ran out of time to record one earlier. So, what I did was I just started thinking, and I'm like, you know what? And when you're running short on time, there's always easy to say, let's throw in a copy of a show that we just done. And we do that on Fridays a lot. Fridays, because I'm busy and we just started to do the television stuff, I do take Fridays, and I replay one of the most recent shows, if not a show from this week, a show from a following week, and we replay that on Friday for you. And sometimes I do pre-record Friday. I give you my secret. I pre-record Friday show, and I just leave it for y'all to listen to. And I know that it's blessing you and it's touching you, so there's nothing wrong with it. You know, I think that sometimes the things that we do, the things that we say, the things that we have, I think we tend to not understand that. Just because we put this show together and this ministry together, it doesn't mean it's not going to bless someone else in a greater way that has not heard the same, that has not heard the show that you heard. If you understand that, that's good. So right now I'm sitting in the studio. I have two monitors on and a laptop. And they're all like blaring light in my face, really strong. So I'm going to have to adjust some of these lights in a minute, and we're going to go ahead and just look at what's going to happen up this next upcoming month. We're going to have a Christmas party sometime in December. I'm since trying to schedule it with my wife when she's off and available to get things done, when the kids are off as well. That way she can help put everything together, decorating and everything she did last time. It was awesome. So we're probably going to have something else than pizza. I think the pizza was good, but you know, it's Christmas, so we're going to have a few more crazy stuff over there. And we're going to have it for the station, Rev Media Network, for the publishing, Rev Media Publishing, and for Rev Ministries, Revelation Ministries, which those three are joined together for this Christmas party. So it's not just the station. It's going to be a good thing. We're going to have a three-hour show, and we're going to have people coming by the station, and it's going to be a big Christmas party. We'll get some holiday music, and we'll play it, and we'll just have fun. And that's going to be in December. So I really pray that you can join in, and I pray that you're listening, and I pray that you're getting as much out of this ministry as we are getting out. Now remember, KeepingMyMarriage.com holds its webinars once a month, and I'm just trying to keep you up to date what's going on. It holds its webinars once a month. So I really think that the following is strong. I hadn't checked today. I just put the registration page up, but I did have an email up stating for people to register if they want to join it, or if they want to visit and come by. I'm going to make a standard password. I haven't quite made one yet, and once I do, I'm going to send it to everyone that's come on. All you have to do is register once. Register once, and then you get the password. So I want to make sure that each of y'all are ready and are available to attend any of our services. Now I'm moving around the office right now, just trying to get things together. Try not to knock over the computer that I'm using, because it is our only voice to one another. It is our only voice to one another. Now, God really impressed in my heart when I was driving to talk about forgiveness. And I don't know if it's on relationships. I don't know if it's on just your mindset. Because unless you forgive, you're not going to be blessed. I'm going to tell you that. Unforgiveness brings sickness. Unforgiveness brings turmoil. Unforgiveness builds. I was writing this one book. I'm going to give you the title of it just for y'all to understand. It's not written yet, so don't go look in your bookstores, because you might find something that is not from me, and that's fine if you find something that teaches on what I've been trying to put together. This is probably one of my only books that I've not been able to get my head around it and get it out. And actually, my second book, there's a book that I'm writing for the kids that I think that's going to be awesome. My kids love it. I read it to them. Every time I finish a chapter, it's my next thing I read to them, and they love it. And the title of the book that I was going to write before I wrote the relationship book is called The Root of Bitterness. And it comes from not forgiving. It comes from insecurities. It comes from walking in a life of unforgiveness. Well, unforgiveness will always, and I tell you this, it will always put you on the position that you feel like you're being taken advantage of. Unforgiveness will make you want to not let go of something that may have happened. Hey, someone could have did something to you badly. Somebody could have hurt you. But I think today, where God has directed my heart and my mind on, and my spirit, is unforgiveness of your spouse. Oh yeah, I can feel that. I feel that really strong when I talk about it. Thank you, Lord. Thanks, you, Lord. Now, I never get too spiritual on you, but today the Spirit of God is telling me and I'm feeling it right here to talk to you about unforgiveness of the spouse. Now, this is just anointed. This is just God, because I'm going off a script. And I'm pretty good at that, to be very honest. I'm going to be honest with you, my friends. It's rare that I have a script. I used to when we first started the show, but this is just my conversation time. And brother, sister, I can talk a lot. I enjoy talking. I just feel it. I just feel it. Let's pray right now. Father, we just believe that in this very 25 minutes that we have, that you're going to have something that's so powerful, so strong, through these airwaves and through these online bandwidth, that people are going to be touched. Hallelujah, Lord. From India, hallelujah, to Palestine, to Egypt, Father. Father, all around to Russia, to Latvia, to Romania, to the Ivory Coast, God, to Canada, Father, that are listening to our stations, Father, that are listening to our signals, Father. Hallelujah, God. We believe that they're going to be touched with the words of forgiveness. You have to forgive, and you have to let go when it's your spouse, and when it's anyone else, to be exact, but you have to let go. You have to. There's no choice but to forgive. If you're a Christian, you can't live with unforgiveness. In Jesus' name, Father, touch everybody in Canada, Germany, Father. Touch everybody, Father, in the United States of America, all the way to Israel, Father, all the way to Poland, all the people that are listening to us, Australia, Father, every one of these countries that I've named have logged on to this show and have listened. God, I believe that you will touch them in Jesus' name. That you will touch them in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Father, the prayer of love over their heart right now. Because when you have your heart full of love, it's hard. It is very hard or very difficult to not forgive. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray it. Amen. You know, I have a story that's in the Word of God, and I'm going to find it real quick for you. I can tell you the story. Believe that story is over here. I'm going to find it for you. And it's a story about that judge. That story's been coming up in my mind. I was joking around with it and talking to my pastor about it. And I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm still looking. Well, in 1 John, let's start with this one. I'm kind of lost here. Okay, we're not going to go with that. I'm going to just paraphrase it. There's a story in the Word of God about a man that owed the king tons and tons of dollars. He had great possessions, and he took care of a lot of things for the king. And, well, the king expected some money to be paid back. Well, this guy did not pay the king back. It's in the Word of God. I'm looking right now as I'm talking, because I don't like dead air. It's my pet peeve. And when he came in there to pay the king, he had nothing. The king asked him to be brought before him and asked that. I have like 5 Bibles that are just here, and 2 I use, and 2 just look pretty cool, so I keep them around. But I have only one Bible that I actually study from that I know I can turn to a page in a heartbeat, and that's the Bible I was looking for in the station real quick. I just found it, so just give me a minute. I'll find the story. And the thing is, when he gave the king the money, or when he was trying to pay the king, he didn't have what he needed. Here it is. Let's see. That was not the story. And, well, he didn't have the funds needed to take care of everything. So what happened? Well, the king was upset and said, you know, just take him, put him in jail, and take his family and sell it until he can repay. I need to get paid something. So the king was pretty concerned. And the king wanted to make sure that things were taken care of in his kingdom. So he went ahead and told him to take this. Okay, here it is. Here it goes. I think this is it. Hold on. No, this is not it. Well, either way, the guy did not have the money to pay. And so the king showed mercy on him. The king said, don't worry. I will go ahead and let you be free. And when he said, I'll let you be free, he goes, I'll give you time to pay it. And when he gave him time to pay it, he's like, okay, no problem. So the guy was happy, smiling. He's walking off, and he was cool. Things were good in his life. You know, first he was arrested, and now he wasn't. And he was concerned, of course, at first. And he didn't, now, since he went ahead and paid it, he didn't have to worry about anything. But when he got home, he was mean to his family. He was mean to his servants that owed him money, and he went straight to his own people that were in debt with him and said, don't you know the king is after me and you haven't paid me anything? And he went after them, and he would deal mean with his servants. He showed no mercy, no humility. And I'm getting to a point here, so just stick with me. And he wanted to make sure that they all knew that he was trying to get his money back. Well, when the servants of the king heard how harshly he dealt with others, they were so mad or upset, because they knew how much the king forgave him, that they went over there and they told the king. And the king, when he heard this stuff, was so furious that he jumped up and told him to bring him back before him, and that he will be put back in jail. His family would be sold that day, and that he would not show him mercy because he showed no mercy. And I think that story is important, and for some reason I can't find it. Is anyone on Chat Tangle that knows where that story is? Because I cannot. Is anyone chatting that could tell me? And I watch. I'll finish today's show and I'll find it in a heartbeat, not even needing it. And that's fine. And what I want to tell you that is, it's easy for us to think of what we've gone through. All right, I'm back on track. It's easy for us to think about what we've what we've been through and how we've gone through things and how the pain has hurt us and how, yeah, when we need forgiveness. There's people out there that love attention. People out there got to let everybody know how bad another person was. Okay, they may even be divorced already, and they're still letting people know how bad they are. I tell you what, there are some beautiful, very, very beautiful women and men that are good people that have just had a bad marriage, and they said, namas, no more. That's it. And they're good people. And we cannot judge them. We cannot say, well, why didn't you hang on? We cannot say, why didn't you fix things? But there's always a way to fix things. All we could say is that we understand and that God has a plan for them. If you have listened to my teaching before and what I talk to you about a lot, you will find out that I am always saying that there's no guaranteed one person for you all the time. But this is against conventional preaching and conventional teaching. People make their own choices. Now, if you keep God in the center of your heart, God in the center of your mind, God in every part of your relationship, then you're going to be able to build a strong, loving marriage. But at times, there is going to be something that needs to be addressed. And you got to do your part to address it. Now, what's divorce mainly part of is things not being addressed. Problems continuing to happen. Neither parties or both parties not doing their part to fix things. And sometimes you can only try and fix and someone's not going to help it. And it's not your fault, darlings. It's okay. It's not your fault that the man's crazy. It's not your fault, young man, that she's not faithful. It's not your fault that either parties aren't faithful or that either parties aren't trying to stay strong for each other. Now, every one of us know that we want to see good things in our life. I'm always talking about that. Good things. Because you know what? You hear so much stuff about bad things. I want to see some good things in your life. And one thing that I have to tell you about forgiveness is when you look at your spouse, and maybe they're not doing everything they're supposed to be doing in your life. Maybe they're not meeting every aspect that you expect in your life. And maybe they screwed up. Who knows what they screwed up? It may have been in a relationship. It may have been in how they treated you or how they belittle you or maybe a combination of everything. But I tell you this, my friends, you have to believe that you can forgive them. Because Jesus can. And if Jesus can't forgive them, then you're going to have to. There's no choice, my friends, at all. You have to forgive them. And I wish I could find that story, because it's very, very, when you read it, it's very, what would you call it? It has a lot of image to it. It paints a good picture. I used to joke about a friend of mine that you could he could owe you tons of bucks, you know. And he could probably owe you like $100 or $200. And this is what the story reminds me of. And then you tell him, don't worry about it, dude. It's cool. And then you owe him like $5. And he's calling you and calling you until he gets his $5. And that is what the story is like. The guy was forgiven of thousands and thousands of dollars. And the people that owned him hundreds of dollars, he locked up and put in prison because they couldn't pay him. I remember the cartoon VeggieTales. Was it VeggieTales? No. American something. American Family video. I think it's American Family videos. And they did a cartoon on this guy, and he would come out looking so repentive. And then when he'd leave the place, he's all smiling and look repentant, but then as soon as he starts turning the corner and the shadows start getting darker, his image starts to change. Very good artistic work on that. And then by the time he comes back into the light where you can actually see him, his whole demeanor changed, and he was this mean individual. Forgiveness, my friends, it's hard to do. Forgiveness. It's hard to do, my friends. It's hard to do. How can you forgive someone that's hurt you so bad? Come on now. How can you forgive someone that has torn your heart out and gave it back to you in pieces? How can you? How can you? How can you forgive someone that has treated you so badly? It dragged you through mud for 2 years. 2.5 years. And all you want to talk about is how bad they beat you. Maybe not physically, but mentally, verbally. How can you forgive someone that has hurt you that bad? That has hurt you that bad. How can you look into their eyes and say, I forgive you? I found that scripture. I told you I would. Matthew 18:21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but unto 70 times 7. Therefore there is the kingdom of heaven like a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon with them, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But as for much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. And the servant therefore fell down, worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. The Lord of the servant was moved with the compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him of his debt. Forgave him of his debt. Okay, I was doing a very poor job of paraphrasing that one. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servant saw what he was done, they were very sorry, came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee of all thy debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion? Everybody say compassion. Shouldest thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? Pity on thee. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother's trespasses. Every one of their brothers, their trespasses. My friends, that is a very truthful story. It's very truthful. It's very, very truthful. God, now, I don't know if he's going to give us the torturers, but either way, I believe that's hell. When it talks about torturers, like, so shall our Heavenly Father do that? It's hell. Hell's a real place, my friends. I know we've become a little desensitized of it. We see so many scary movies. That's why last week was pretty fun. I didn't get to do as much as I wanted to on there. We're so busy with the webinar. But I did give some good shows there. It was fun. You have to forgive. You have to forgive. I know. That each of y'all genuinely, each of y'all can live a life of forgiveness, but there's always going to be one person in your life that you can't forgive. There's always going to be one person in your life that you may not want to forgive. Oh, it's easy to say, yeah, I forgive them. But deep down, in your heart, remember how I said at the beginning of this segment that we're on, that I said that there was a root of bitterness. You let that root grow, and it's going to grow into something. It grows into a cancerous of spiritual problems. It grows into something so strong that it will produce sickness in you. It will produce unrest. It will hinder your blessings. The root of bitterness is a severe thing, and I won't go through all the air with all the things that happen on that because we don't have time right now. But y'all are encouraging me to write this book. Y'all are encouraging me to write this book. I write relationship books and other books as well, but the root of bitterness would fall under the category of unforgiveness. And I can aim it towards relationships, I guess. But I really believe that someone out there right now that's listening really needs this. And I never, ever talk like this. You will hardly ever see me talk on the air like this, but I really feel this. My friend, it's a girl, it's a lady. I believe that. Forgive. Forgive. They may have hurt you. Your family may have forsaken you. But forgive. You gotta forgive. You have to forgive. No matter what. For everyone that's ever done you wrong, the Bible says to forgive. Simple as that. Forgive. Don't make a big deal about it. Forgive. That is what God has impressed in my heart to talk to you about. And that scripture is found in Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35. Not everybody's going to line up in this. Let's be honest with each other. Not everyone will. But at the same time, they need to try. That's our show for today, my friends. I want to tell you thank you so much for listening. And I want to tell you that we have some great plans for the show next week. I'm going to try and get some more interviews in and try and get different people here that can help us with the show. We're just really, really just busy running around doing things. And my whole goal for doing a show Monday through Friday was to get in front of you and become that you can identify who I am and what I'm doing. And I want to make sure that each of y'all can recognize me. Did you hear that, my friends? That's the end of our show, my friends. I pray that you continue to grow in Christ. I'm going to leave you with a beautiful song. I don't think it's loaded on this program. Nope, it's not loaded on this one. Well, we'll catch you next time. I'll just play my intro music. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Midwatch. Till next time.